All right, and welcome to a long-awaited return episode of Bare Bones Radio. I've been dabbling a little bit in putting this back out, and I'd really like to come back full force. I will come back full force and continue these episodes. Now, in the past, depending on what medium you're on, I know on iTunes you can go back and see the last like five or six. And if you go back on SoundCloud, you can go all the way back to the very beginning. I've got probably 8 to 12 different interviews, I believe it is. And then I've got a bunch of just rants on there. And then I've just got a ton of content. And I'm really going to kind of nail down the direction of this. And I really just want to bring a bunch more value moving forward in the future. And in order to do that, I want to detail where I'm at. What's going on with Bare Bones Strength? What does it entail? And I'm actually driving right now. And if you just heard the sirens, I'm they're not chasing me. I'm just out in the middle of, where are we? Kansas. No, Missouri. I don't know, man. It all looks the same. Driving back to Colorado. Went on a road trip with my daughter to go get the car, and I'm recording this while driving. So, Bare Bones Strength. I've been on the verge of opening my own facility for the last 4 years. And the reason I've been on the verge was because it first started when we left Utica, New York. I ran Bare Bones Strength out of Mohawk Valley Wellness for years. And in that facility, I started and developed this phenomenal teen strength program. I sold programs to adults. I had apparel line, and I was crushing it as Bare Bones Strength. And I was ready to own my own facility, and I wouldn't do it in that area. I didn't want to be in direct competition with Mohawk Valley Wellness, who had brought me great success to where I was and allowed me to grow that business. So we were moving to Colorado Springs, and I had these intentions. We were moving in late 2018. 2019, I was going to open Bare Bones Gym. We got there, and I realized that I just did not have the network or know enough people, and it was just not in a place to start that gym. So changed career path a little bit, continued to do some strength work, worked for a couple local high schools, worked with some kids, worked with some adults, did some kettlebell stuff, pursued EMS. Long story short, here we are a couple years later. It's always been on my mind, and I'm a firm believer there. If you just can't shake something, you're probably called to do it, and you got to find a way to make it happen. So for the last 4 years, I've been on the verge of just planning and implementing and visualizing, and I've got this vision and this idea for what Bare Bones Gym would be. And I've always wanted to have this aspect of working with high schoolers. Just never really knew how to do it, never really knew how to implement it. I was a strength coach in a high school, both in Utica, New York and Colorado Springs, and that was great. But, you know, the kids had to be there. They're in school, they played football, and whether I was there or somebody else was there, they were going to work out and they were going to lift. But it did allow me to be a mentor, and it turned into a situation where I was more or less just listening to these kids, chatting about their day, just being somebody that they could rely on to be dependable, and in the interim, in the meantime, teach them about strength sports and give them a tool. And that really was the tool that I used growing up, and I'll get into that in a minute also. But I want to kind of finish detailing the future of Bare Bones Strength. Enter Sons of Adam. I started this nonprofit about 2 weeks ago. By started, I mean made an Instagram page. That's what you do when you start things. But I also established 501c3 tax-exempt status, articles of incorporation. I'm going through all the legal stuff right now. If you're somebody who's good at legal stuff, I could definitely use your help. I'm developing bylaws and everything there. So it exists legally. And I can go ahead and find grants and funding to fund this, because I don't want high schoolers that are maybe inner city at risk, maybe don't have like the most affluent home life. I don't want them to have to figure out how they're going to pay $135 a month to come to this. I want them to have a hub to go to so that they can be given the tools and the introduction to strength sports, something that's within their control, that when they control it, they can learn the value of the hard work that comes along with it, the dedication, the what like struggling underneath the bar feels like, and the resiliency that's built through that. Because I know that for myself and so many other people, man, without weights in the weight room and the gym, I don't think we'd be where we are. It's that important. And chances are, if you're listening to this, 100%, you probably spend a fair amount of time in the weight room. If you're listening to this and you're not in the weight room, I don't know how you found this podcast, but welcome. Go lift some weights. You'll figure it out. Anybody else can attest to the fact of the life-changing capabilities of hard work, of lifting weights, of throwing sandbags around, flipping tires, pushing sleds, just getting under a heavy bar, picking up something heavy, farmer's carries, all that stuff, man. It's like, it's life-changing, the lessons that it teaches you and the resiliency that it breeds. And I want inner-city kids that don't have access to this stuff, don't have access to big facilities or the weight room after school all summer long, whatever it might be, I want to teach them how to do it. How do you implement it in a space where they can just come and hang out? Maybe they do their homework. Maybe they just chill because it gets them off the street for a little while. That's Sons of Adam. It's called Sons of Adam. Sons, well, I'm looking for teen boys specifically, and of Adam because we're all of Adam. This is a faith-based organization. God has put this on my heart to do this and to help men, young men, realize their potential in both physical, mental, and in faith and spirituality. Now, I know I said I was going to tell you the future of Bare Bones Strength, and I kind of deviated there and talked about Sons of Adam. Well, Bare Bones Strength, or Bare Bones Gym, will also exist as a brick and mortar. It's going to rent space from Sons of Adam in the same facility. I'm going to have time blocked off when teens can come use this for free. The rest of the time, I'm going to start bringing in some of the biggest and baddest equipment for adults, because I really feel as though adults need that hub and they need somebody to push them also. There's a lot of people out there that are disheartened by the lack of community aspect in a strength-based format. Right, you've got a couple sprinkling of strongman gyms. Our good friend Brando's got Barrett Strength. He's got a good community over there. That's predominantly a strongman-based gym. But then there's some other gyms like Flex Fitness. And yeah, they've got some regulars, but it's not really a community. And then you've got CrossFit gyms, which do a really great job of community, but they're not really a strength-based atmosphere. They're more conditioning. They're more functional fitness. It's very different. I want people, men, that want to come in and just build themselves up to be capable and strong. We don't really care if we're getting some chiseled six-pack. We're not out to bodybuild. We're not out to really compete in powerlifting. We just want to be big and strong and capable and healthy for the long term, for our wives, for our families, for our communities. That's what Bare Bones Gym is going to be all about. And we're going to do it through the most basic ways. Lift, it's going to look a lot like powerlifting, but it's going to be the basic barbell lifts. Powerlifting is the sport of the barbell lifts, right? It's taking the squat, bench, and deadlift and fine-tuning and tapering up to an absolute peak where you can hit your top lift for one rep in each one of them. You can use those lifts without tapering up to a one rep max to just train to get super strong, train to be capable. And that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to use sandbags, and we're going to use tire flips, and we're going to do heavy kettlebell work and farmer's carries, some strongman implements, tons of sled work. Live and die by the sled, man. It's so good for you. There's going to be heavy bags in the gym. Just to paint you a clear picture, this is going to be an old, maybe 1,500 square foot, if we're lucky, warehouse space, garage door, painted black walls, a couple big power racks, and a whole bunch of like just equipment in the corners, bands, chains, all of it. A little bit of turf if we can find it. Otherwise, we'll go outside and push sleds. It's going to be phenomenal. That is the future of Bare Bones Gym. And on top of that, the reason we're doing it that way is I was on a plane recently, meaning like 2 days ago, with my kiddo. We were going from Colorado Springs back out to New York to get the car that I'm currently driving back to Colorado. And you know how on the plane you don't really have reception, so I decided to go ahead and go back through some of the Google Docs that I have. And I went back to the Bare Bones Method. Now, this is an ebook that I wrote in 2018 and released. And I'm very, very happy, but not surprised, to say that the principles in what I wrote in this book has stuck with me for the last 4.5 years. And there was plenty, if not a decade prior to 2018, that I started those principles, and they're still going. Now, the whole idea of the Bare Bones Method is that it just details how to not have a program. I recently did a seminar on how to program for yourself. I had some friends come through that one. It was great. Taught them my methods, how I program, how I do exercise selection, rep schemes, all of it. This book is the basic of that. It's why it's only, I think it's $20 on my website. I'll link it below. It's the bare bones method. It's principles on how to lift and structure for life. And it basically says that if you can, just making sure I'm still recording here, guys. Yeah, we're at 10 and a half minutes. Sweet. Again, I'm doing this on my phone. Apologies if the quality is not the best. The bare bones method basically says that there are some basic lifts that work, have worked, still work, and will always work. Those lifts are the squat, the pull, aka deadlift, the press, aka bench or overhead press. You've got calisthenics such as push-ups, pull-ups, bodyweight squats, lunges. You've got some sprinting, and you should do one of those in a heavy carry. And you should do those regularly. If not every week, then every like week and a half. And then I go into detailing, there's a bunch of different ways you can squat. It can be a barbell, it can be a couple kettlebells, sandbag squat, whatever. But you should do that style of exercise, that pattern of movement every single week, if not every week and a half, in some capacity. Sometimes you're going to go heavy, and this is where the bare bones method is so much different than a program where somebody writes out exactly what you should do. Because on that program, and I detail this in the book quite a bit, if it calls for 80% for the day, and you feel like, let's say it calls for 90% for some singles, I do that a lot. 90% of your one rep max for three singles, and you come in and you feel like garbage and you can't touch that number, man, you're gonna not feel great about your day's training session. Or let's say it calls for 70% for a set of five, and you go in and you feel amazing and you could hit a new five rep max PR personal record, but your program doesn't call for it and you're just like chomping at the gate to go. Now, if you are looking to let this guy in here, I'm driving. Like to let people in, they're trying to merge. Don't want to be that guy. If you're trying to peak for a specific competition or strongman show or whatever, then you should probably follow a program. But the bare bones method is how to be strong for life, how to continue to live a strong persona forever. So you've got baselines where you could just any day, you're just constantly ready and you could just pull out big lifts. And the idea of not writing down a program, but just saying, yeah, I'm going to squat today, or I'm going to press today, or I'm going to bench, or I'm going to deadlift, or I'm going to do some carries, whatever, and not putting a program to it, as you could play to the day. Now, this does require a little bit more maturity in your training, and you've got to be smart and you've got to have some kind of background. Now, here's where I'm going to get into the background of myself, mistakes that I've made, and kind of why that's okay. It's okay to go through these things. A lot of you know that I've been coaching in the gym for a little over a decade now. I've coached friends and family and then got into a formal. I went to school for exercise physiology back for my bachelor's program. I got all sorts of certifications. You know, my very first certification was CrossFit Strongman with Rob Orlando. Phenomenal course, and I loved it because it basically was the idea of CrossFit where constantly varied functional movements performed at a high intensity, except we were taking out the high skill gymnastic stuff, the Olympic weightlifting, taking out all the stuff that requires a lot of skill to get to, and replacing it with sandbags and tires and yokes and farmers. Oh, I loved it, man. It was just like low skill. You could teach somebody in a day, very easy to get somebody to acquire the skill to flip a heavy tire versus man, I could do that in an hour. I can get you to flip a heavy tire versus the same stimulus from a barbell clean. Man, it's going to take me 3 to 6 months to teach you how to do that correctly to get a good enough load on that. So CrossFit Strongman really resonated with me, and I took that with me all the way through. When I went to get my level one, CrossFit kettlebell, CrossFit sports specific application, CrossFit football, ISSA certified trainer. What else did I do? Well, the nutrition one, precision nutrition. I got that one. And then one of the most impactful was I went to Zach Evanesh's gym, and I've been following him for a long time prior. I bought his underground strength manual, and I had printed it out and I got it bound with a spiral bound so I could flip through it. And I still use it to this day. I've got it close. And I went to New Jersey and spent a weekend with him and Travis Mash. And that was phenomenal. Just going through the way that he runs his classwork, his group setting with his high schoolers. And it was so on par with what I was already doing that I was just like, it resonated so much with me that really that's out of all of my certifications, CrossFit football, because I respect John Wellborn and the linear periodization, the way he trains, especially from the old CrossFit football stuff. And underground strength are probably the only two that I really care about to this day, only because of the experiences that they gave me and how it caused me to come back to my roots. Now, I want to talk about those roots a little bit. I started Taekwondo when I was 4 years old. I don't know if you guys knew that. I got my first degree black belt when I was 10, my second degree when I was 14, and my third degree black belt when I was 17. I started assistant coaching classes when I was 14, started full coaching the classes when I was 17, and did that until I was 22 years old. Third degree black belt, and I ran a school full of kids. Owner was set herself up so that she had coaches like myself, instructors, to run it. I was a nationally certified instructor. It was a very long time ago. About 15 years ago at this point, but that was kind of my introduction into fitness. But growing up, like, nutrition wasn't there. Like, the hard work was there, and I had the basis for that. I remember my parents telling me that, hey, we signed up for it, we got to do it. And obviously it worked because I did it for almost 18 years at that point. And it taught me a lot about discipline, and it taught me a lot about, you know, coaching as well. But it taught me that once you start something, you've got to stick to it, and that there are fruits of your labor. That was the start of it. But like, my mind wasn't in it for some reason, maybe just because I was young, or I don't know what it was. And it had just always been a part of my life. And I played some high school, middle school and high school football, and I was in the weight room a little bit, and we would do preacher curls. We wanted to bench 200 pounds at the time. That was always the goal, the 200 club. And very rarely would we do any squats or whatever. Went away to college, and I don't know if this is kind of where like a lot of the decline happened too. I put on some weight, the freshman 20, 25, whatever you want to call it. Got into partying in a bunch of different ways. Got in some trouble, behavioral probation. Eventually ended up getting kicked out of college, which was kind of miserable. I was 18 at the time. I was two semesters in and asked not to come back. They told me, I like to say that, they said I had 4 years of fun in 1 year and that I don't need to come back to get any more. I wasn't going to classes, and things weren't important to me. I didn't have any drive. And the problem was I kind of skated through everything else. You know, I've got good stature. I've got good genetics and good athleticism. So I was good at karate and taekwondo. I'm pretty intelligent. So naturally, without doing a whole lot of studying, I got good grades. And I never really had to face that adversity to work through it. And then, you know, getting kicked out of college and going back to a community college for I don't even know what. Man, I switched my major so many times. I thought I wanted to be childhood education. I changed that in the first week of school to music industry, but I realized I just wanted to play music and be in a rock band. Got kicked out, ended up going trying to be an English major, which I don't know what I was going to do with an English major. Then I went to fitness and recreation, and eventually I just stopped going to school altogether. I didn't know what I wanted to do. They ended up giving me a two-year degree because I had, over the course of like 4 years, done enough credits to get a two-year degree. I worked manual labor. And this is kind of when it all started to change. I remember working manual labor. I was doing landscaping work and disaster restoration. And I started to get into the gym a little bit. You know, the Purple Palace, where most people start because you can afford that. And I was out on a job, a disaster restoration job, way out in the middle of nowhere. And we'd go out for, you know, a week at a time. And there's no place to buy food out there, so we'd be packing these lunches. And coming from eating pizza every day and McDonald's and fast food, all of a sudden I was packing lunches, and I was bringing like a sandwich and, I don't know, some pretzel sticks and an apple, you know, and some almonds. Like, nothing insanely healthy, but I started to feel better. My energy was better, and it was amazing. And I was like, hey, this is pretty ridiculous. I can start to feel this good just by eating not McDonald's. So the weight started to come off, and we started to get, you know, I'll put an air quote, serious about the gym. We were going to the Purple Palace still. And I remember with a buddy, Tim Rice, and I'm going to have to find and see what he's up to these days. But Tim Rice and I would go, we were working disaster restoration together, and we would go and we would do like just a ton of Just like we'd have an arms day or a chest day. We're trying to do functional stuff. We're trying to tie together training and trying to make it a little more intense. And then I'd work disaster restoration all day, and then I'd go to the gym for like 2 or 3 hours, and then I'd go over to the gas station and buy an energy drink, and then I'd go bounce at Cavallo. So I was a bouncer during that time of my life too. I'd get all swole and just do arms for like 3 hours and go to be a bouncer. Super fun, right? That's what you do in your early 20s. Well, then I changed jobs again, and starting to see the value of hard work. I wanted to climb a little bit, wanted to make something out of myself, and I became a janitor for Hamilton College. They paid really well, but then I got access to their weight room, and all I did here was I just digested and read every single article I could find. I was all over Breaking Muscle and T-Nation and Zach Evanesh, and I was just watching videos of like DeFranco's gym and watching them like do the Prowler Challenge and the Prowler Flu, they used to call it. He just had these compilation videos of just teens and young men just pushing the sled till they puked, and I loved it. I was all about it. So I'm using this like state-of-the-art weight room for this school. It's got all this money, and they got power racks, and they got bands and chains, and I'm into like Elite FTS articles, and I'm reading stuff, and I'm getting into 531 by Jim Wendler. And I'm all about that life. And it just transformed me. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm called to this. I need to do this forever. And, I got into strongman stuff too. I was like lifting odd objects. I've told this story before, but me and my good buddy, Nate Keita, and he was actually the drummer in our band. If you ever listen to our band, Autumn Fire or Mason's Revolt, there's still a bunch of stuff out there you can find. But I grew up with him, and him and I used to train in his driveway. We used to call it caveman training. We had this giant tree trunk, and it was probably 5 foot tall, maybe like a diameter of a foot around or whatever. And I don't even know how much it weighed. We didn't weigh anything. We would pick it up, and we'd see how far we could throw it. We'd take turns doing that, or we'd put it on our back and squat it. We dug a tire out of the field, in the farmer's field, this big tire, and we put it on the back of his mom's truck and hauled it down to his house and knocked all the dirt out of it and put it in his backyard. We'd flip that and hit it with a sledgehammer. And then he had this ladder inside his barn garage. And one of us would put our back to the ladder and hold onto it and do like a leg raise. And you had to hold your legs up while the other person grabbed both of his winter tires on the rims, maybe like, I don't know, 80 pounds each or whatever, and did a farmer's walk down to the end of the driveway and back. We do partner workouts. And we started doing what we call the Murph. We heard about this CrossFit workout called the Murph. If you're unfamiliar with it, it's a mile run, 100 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 air squats, and then another mile run. We would go to the town park, and we would do this once a week, and our hands were all torn up and bleeding. And then a CrossFit opened in the area, and I saw the advertisement on Facebook that was CrossFit Mohawk Valley, and I saw them flipping a tire, and I was like, hey, it's kind of like what I do. And I showed up there, and I ended up quitting that job also, and I went back to school for exercise physiology. I ended up realizing I couldn't afford the gym, so I decided to work there instead, because that's where I wanted to be. And while I was going to school, working at the gym, started to be a coach, CrossFit coach. I was in the weight room at the school in Mooresville State College, and I was lifting. I think I was deadlifting, and I could see the football room. I could see where these college kids were lifting for the football team, and they're basically given this program where they say, here's your program to get strong for football and go into the weight room. And I was watching them do power cleans. Now, at this point, I had learned correctly how to do power cleans, and they're a big staple. I love power cleans. I was already cleaning like mid-200s at the time, power clean. And I was watching them like almost break their wrists trying to figure it out and do it virtually very unsafely and correctly. And I was like, these kids not know how to do it. Somebody's got to teach them. Now, no, I didn't open the door to the football weight room and be like, yo, stop, you're going to hurt yourself. Let me teach you how to do this, brah. Instead, because, you know, at that time in my mid-20s, they'd have been like, get out of here, we're football players, whatever. But that was the very first inkling of me saying, you know what, somebody's got to teach kids how to lift so they can go on and be a college-ready athlete. And that was the birth of me wanting to work with high schoolers. And knowing that Zach Evanesh, one of my idols, and I loved the way he trained, and I used his training methodologies for myself and everything, know that he trained high schoolers also. That's when I really got deep into that. And that's where the idea for Bare Bones Strength was born, and how it became a high school summer camp. and how it grew to what it was, and how basically how strength training changed my life. And I've watched multiple high schoolers, and I'm going to give you one story here. I'm going to try to keep this about 30 minutes, but Asa, if you don't know about Asa, he, my dude, he came to me. He had this amazing, his dad, BJ, amazing mentor that brought him to church. And I don't know how much of his story he likes me to share or not, but I'm just pure proud of this kid. Turned his life around in the weight room, and he did everything I said. Is this going to make me better at basketball? How's this going to make me better at basketball? It's the only thing he ever asked. I think he was 14 when he came in. 2 years, the kid put on like 25 pounds, sitting at a sub 10% body fat, just an absolute animal. And he just ate everything. He's like, what should I eat? And I was like, dude, everything, eat all of it. His dad told me he used to eat him out of house and home. He'd just eat jars of peanut butter. He was doing dips and push-ups in his room, and just dedication. And I watched how it changed this young man's life. And then from there, he went on to get a scholarship for a high school to play basketball, and then on to college to play ball. In high school, the football coach noticed the change in Asa and asked him what he was doing, referred me, and that's how I got my first gig in a high school. It was because of him, because of his dedication. And that's how I got to work with a football team as a contracted strength coach in Utica. And that's how, when I went to Colorado Springs with that on my resume, how I got to be the employed full-time strength coach for Palmer High School. So it all comes back to the dedication. Not only can that change your life, but it can change other people's lives. And it's incredible. And I am so just pumped and jazzed to bring this to more kids and find a way that if they can't afford it, get them to me. Just get them to me. I'll put them in an environment. And this facility is going to have men and young men and boys all looking for the same end. If they just want to be strong. We don't care about aesthetics. We don't care about six-pack. We don't care about Insta, TikTok, whatever. We're just trying to get strong. Live that brotherhood. Be part of the Bare Bones Gym. We are sons of Adam in this nonprofit. And it's just, oh, I'm so jazzed to bring it out. So that essentially is how strength training changed my life, how it transformed and gave me a passion and something to bring forth, and how God has put it on my heart to bring it to other young men. And in 2023, there will be a physical facility for Bare Bones Gym to run the nonprofit Sons of Adam, which is basically a scholarship program to bring in at-risk, inner-city teen boys that can't afford it, to give them a place to hang out, to chill, to learn strength sports, and give them the gift of strength. Guys, I think we're at 27 minutes or so. I think I tried to keep this one under 30. Thanks for coming to listen to me rant. Please, if you could, share this message. Is anybody that needs to kind of a little kick in the butt about getting into strength and getting into the gym and finding that motivation, or maybe getting out of the mindset of thinking that you need to be a bodybuilder or a power lifter or whatever else. It's not about that. It's just about the lifting. It's about using those as tools to a greater end. You can find the Bare Bones Method ebook on my website, where I detail how I do all this. You can find more information about Sons of Adam through my website, barebonesstrength.com, and I'll have a sublink to Sons of Adam nonprofit, soon to be its own webpage. I'm going to tell you, it's probably going to be sonsofadam.org. I don't know if it's taken yet, but don't go buy that. I'm going to go buy it. And then, through Instagram, obviously, I keep up on that pretty regularly, both Bare Bones Strength and Sons of Adam COS. And leave a review if you would. Share this episode. There's going to be more content, more value coming up on how to program, how to train, how to make the basic lifts make most sense in your life. And please just follow, man. Share it. Give it a review. Give it a 5-star rating. Give it a review. I would love that. Plus, I think it helps the metrics and of whatever that means. I just hear people say that. And anyway, stay strong, lift heavy, take a long-term view, and be nice to yourself. See you.